9.
Now, BBC Radio 2. One more time. Sophie Ellis-Bextor's Kitchen Disco. BBC
Radio 2. Here comes the disco train. Now, who is ready to dance their way into the weekend? Me.
Run me up in diamonds, cover me in gold. But nothing they could buy me made my heart whole. Given up on romance, then I found you. Ain't it crazy what love can do? Crazy what love can do. Can someone tell me what is happening to me? You're my oxygen, now I can finally breathe. Didn't care for anyone until it was you. Ain't it crazy what love can do? Crazy what love can do. Da 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 da.
This virtual dance floor is filling up. We are open for business for another week. And hey, welcome along. I'm Sophie Ellis-Bextor, and I've got 2 hours of feel-good tunes to move to, ready for you and I. Pop royalty to start with. I mean, what a collaboration that was. David Guetta, Becky Hill, and Ella Henderson on Crazy What Love Can Do. And in the Kitchen Disco, we love our pop in all shapes, all sizes. So we've got brand new, we've got cult classics, we've got disco flavoured, we've got beat based. You know, if you've got some boxes, we're going to tick them all. So with that in mind, on the menu this week, there's Mika, B52s. How about Montel Jordan and Soul to Soul? How about Girls Aloud and Ella Air? And how about our first real sing-along moment, courtesy of Tiffany, who I was lucky enough to meet the other day. We did a festival together and she was wonderful. And she began and ended her set with this song.
Children be airs. That's what they say when we're together. And watch how you play. They don't understand. And so we're running just as fast as we can. Holding on to one another's hand. Trying to get away into the night. And then you put your arms around me. Seem to be anyone around.
Murphy, Ellis, Bexter's Kitchen Disco. BBC Radio 2.
A 1994 hit for Cut and Move, the cover of Casey and the Sunshine Band's Give It Up. Okay, I'm turning the disco over to you once again later on, so this is your time to shine the second half. And if you're a regular and you've got a little list in your head of songs that you think would sound great on the disco, email me, please. I want your top three, and I love it when you tell me why you've chosen those songs. That's my favourite. You just email me, sophie@bbc.co.uk, and you could be coming on the show. I've also got this week's Disco Wonderland at the ready, and we've called it Schools Out because it's the truth. Tunes for the summer holidays coming up after Mika and after some Mumbo Number 5.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Everybody in the car, so come on, let's ride to the liquor store around the corner. The boys say they want some gin and juice, but I really don't wanna be a buzz like I had last week. I must stay deep, cause talk is cheap. I like Angela, Pamela, Sandra, and Rita. And as I continue, you know they're getting sweeter. So what can I do? I really value my lord. To me, flirting is just like a sport. Anything fly, it's all good. Let me jump
simply singing the trumpet.
A little bit of Monica in my life, a little bit of Erica by my side, a little bit of Rita's all I need, a little bit of Tina's what I see, a little bit of Sandra in the sun, a little bit of Mary all night long, a little bit of Jessica, here I am, a little bit of you makes me your man.
Jump up and down and move it all around. Shake your hand to the sound, put your hands on the ground. Take one step left and one step right. One to the front and one to the side. Clap your hands once and clap your hands twice. And if it looks like this, then you're doing it.
A little bit of Monica in my life, a little bit of Erica by my side, a little bit of Rita's all I need, a little bit of Tina's what I see, a little bit of Sandra in the sun, a little bit of Mary all night long, a little bit of Jessica, here I am, a little bit of you makes me your man.
A little bit of Monica in my life, a little bit of Erica by my side, a little bit of Rita's all I need, a little bit of Tina's what I see, a little bit of Sandra in the sun, a little bit of Mary all night long, a little bit of Jessica, here I am, a little bit of you makes me your man.
Baxter's Kitchen Disco on BBC Radio 2.
Everybody's gonna love today, gonna love today, gonna love today. Everybody's gonna love today, gonna love today. Any way you want to, any way you've got to. Love, love me, love, love me.
Love me, love me.
Radio 2's Disco Wonderland.
It's the Kitchen Disco. This is Sophie Ellis-Bextor. And let's just celebrate the summer holidays, shall we? I mean, if you're already enjoying them, if they're just beginning, here come some songs to celebrate no more school. That's what me and my small people that go to school are all doing. Summer holidays. I can still remember that feeling when the weeks just sort of unfolded before you like a carpet and you're like, right, I don't have to worry about school. What fun am I going to have? This is the Disco Wonderland section of the show, and I'm celebrating that feeling. So six songs, all with a connection. And this is the theme that will put a smile on everyone's face. For the younger among us, because you're as free as a bird for a while. And for the, how should I say, slightly more mature, because you'll remember many of these songs first time around. Either way, hooray. Let's start pretty literally, shall we? Hard to believe that this one is actually 25 years old. Bring on Daphne and Celeste. School's out.
Take a break from everything that I hate. Hating and teaching. a plastic cup.
Oh, what fun we had, but did it really turn out bad? Oh, la la, at school, what has it been? Not break the rule. Oh, what fun we had, but at that time it seemed so bad. Trying different ways to make the difference through the day.
Well, that one had to go in our schools out, Disco Wonderland, didn't it? Madness and Baggy Trousers. Suggs has said that that tune was very much intended as a sort of glass half full look back at school days and its ups and downs. And I think it does actually feel like a celebration, kind of side on, little witty look back at school days. Okay, I've got a curveball for you and an Oasis song that you don't actually hear much on the radio because it comes from a time when Noel Gallagher was writing so many classics. After two albums, Oasis released a B-side compilation called The Master Plan. And it stands up in its own right because, for me and all the other Oasis fans of that era, we would buy the singles and be looking for the B-sides because sometimes they were so, so good. Like this one, Round Our Way. This was the B-side to Wonderwall. And it talks about paper rounds and playing out and football in the park. So it's all summer holiday stuff. So it fits the bill, but also nice to play it out on the radio. Because as I said, don't hear it that often and it's so good.
The paper boy is working before he goes. Lying to the teacher who knows he knows. He did an answer about his lines in yesterday.
Disco Wonderland.
Sun goes
inside my head said, don't look back, you can never look back. I thought I knew what love was. What did I know? Those days are gone forever. I should just let them go, but I can see you. Your brown skin shining in the sun. You got that hair slick back and those wayfarers on, baby. And I can tell you my love for you will still be strong after the boys of summer have gone.
It's a Schools Out Disco Wonderland. These are all songs for the summer holidays. Song 4 of 6 is DJ Sammy's cover of The Boys of Summer, which is just as atmospheric as the Don Henley original and maybe a little bit more danceable, actually. Now, I've got another big gun, Pink Floyd's Another Brick in the Wall. I mean, you couldn't have summer holiday section of songs without this one. And while Madness early on sang about torn school uniforms and playground japes, this one has a slightly more serious side because it's Roger Waters' commentary on grammar schools of a certain era, and it's got that little anger in it, hasn't it? The pupils taking control. So you can listen to it through that lens or you can just sing along because it has one of the mightiest choruses of the lot. And for me, it's got particular nostalgia as my first ever gig I got taken to at the age of 9 was Pink Floyd. And I remember the whole arena standing up, punching the air as we sang along to this.
We don't need no education. We don't need no thought control. No dark sarcasm in the classroom. Teacher, leave them kids alone.
Dark sarcasm in the classroom.
Murphy's Disco Wonderland.
This is starting 20 somethings. Time really moves fast. You were just 16. This is starting 30 something. That didn't turn out exactly how your mom and dad wanted you to be. This is starting 40 something. Well, raise up your glass and laugh like this is starting 50 something. Hell, you're halfway there, baby. Take it to the head. Mom and dad try to hide the world. Said the world's just too big for a little girl. Eyes wide open, can't you see? I had my first kiss by the age of 13. Mom and dad try to hide the boys. I swear that just made them want me more. At 14, they asked me what I wanna be. I said, baby, 21, so I give me a dream. I'm not a teacher, baby, I can teach you something. Not a preacher, but we can pray if you wanna. Ain't a doctor, but I can make you feel better. But I'm great and right in physical.
Nostalgic about her formative years with a song called School in Life from her album 4, which was back in 2011. And I think we really got through some different sounds there, didn't we? We got some bubblegum pop from Daphne and Celeste. We got some ska from Madness, Beats from DJ Sammy, Big Rush and Pink Floyd, and Oasis, and Four to the Floor vocal there from Beyonce. Every kind of school song that you could wish for, and how nice to toast the summer holidays. This is Feel Good Music for the weekend. This is your musical happy place. It's the Kitchen Disco. And Teo Cruz is next. Whoa.
You fall.
Break Your Heart. Now, here comes a smash hit debut single back in October of 1999. Ann Lee burst onto the scene with Two Times. In the top 10 that week, it actually reads like a kitchen disco playlist in itself. There was Lou Bega's Mambo No. 5, which we actually played earlier. Shania Twain's Man, I Feel Like a Woman. There was Britney, Eiffel 65, Bewitched, S Club. Two Times was number 2, just behind Christina Aguilera's Genie in a Bottle. Let's enjoy it again, shall we?
So never mind what you're gonna do.
Should I go now? Should I stay or should I go now? If I go, there will be trouble.
decisions bugging me.
Molestation, they molest us.
If you don't want me, set me free.
Set me careless, you commit.
Exactly whom I'm supposed to be. Don't you know which clothes even fit me? Come on and let me know. Should I cool it or should I blow?
Disco, BBC Radio 2.
Decades ago, but still sounding pretty cool. Mud's Tiger Feet, and The Clash before that. What a tune that is. Now, a few weeks ago, we were talking about the ultimate driving anthems, and I picked out this one as an all-time favourite. I've been meaning to spin it to you for ages because not only is Rome a beautiful song, but it also happens to be one of my favourite B-52 tracks. And for regular listeners, you might already know my love of the B-52s. They've been so influential on me. I love their take on pop music and psychedelia and also fun. They always had so much fun in their lyrics. But actually, I think this is a good example of when they're just writing some really beautiful, soaring songs, which happens to be produced by Nile Rodgers. So let's be taken away. This is Rome. Song, an anthem, B-52s and Rome in the Kitchen Disco. This is Sophie Spexer here. I'm dancing into the weekend so happily with tunes you can definitely move to. Now, after our summer of sport, it's back to you guys and girls this week on the request line, and I'm super excited about that. I absolutely love the request line, and I'll be opening disco up to one of you for three dance floor favourites in the second half. Now, if you're thinking, I could do that, email me, sophie@bbc.co.uk. All I need is your three kitchen disco anthems and a little bit of a backstory, please, as well. I want to know why they mean so much to you. In fact, you really paint a picture and take us onto the dance floor with you. Soul to Soul, Ella Eyre, Ellie Goulding and Girls Aloud are all on the way next. So don't take your little dancing shoes off just yet. You're going to need them.
This is Radio 2 on BBC Sounds.
And on your smart speaker.
Play BBC Radio 2.
BBC News at 10 o'clock. This is Nikki Cardwell. France's Interior Minister Laurent Nunez has described the challenge of tackling wildfires in the southwest of the country as completely unprecedented. Around 140,000 people have been evacuated to safety. People in the popular tourist destination of Cap Ferret, south of Bordeaux, were given instructions to leave in the early hours of this morning. Hundreds were evacuated by sea. The local mayor, Philippe de Gonville, says the situation is serious.
Vous avez raison, c'était le scénario catastrophe que
This was the worst-case scenario I particularly dreaded, the one that had been keeping me up at night for the past decade. We have faced extreme weather conditions for the last month and a half, not a drop of rain, and temperatures well above normal. And unfortunately, we're now dealing with a massive, unprecedented fire that has destroyed over 20,000 hectares in just 2 days.
Police Scotland's declared a major incident as fire crews deal with a wildfire in the Cairngorm National Park. People in the village of Nethy Bridge are being asked to move as a precaution. The fire started last week, but officers say they're concerned about a significant change in weather conditions, including strengthening winds. More than 100 firefighters are tackling a blaze at an industrial unit in Essex. Crews were called out to the building between East Hanningfield and Rettenden just before 5 o'clock this evening. The R&B singer Chris Brown has admitted attacking someone with a bottle at a nightclub in Mayfair in central London 3 years ago. He'll be sentenced at Southwark Crown Court in October. Lisa Mazimba reports.
Chris Brown was originally charged with attempting to cause grievous bodily harm, assault occasioning actual bodily harm, and possessing an offensive weapon. At the short hearing at Southwark Crown Court, these charges were dropped and the R&B singer pleaded guilty to affray. The Crown Prosecution Service said Brown used a glass bottle as a weapon to strike the victim's head twice. The Metropolitan Police Service called it a disgraceful, unprovoked assault that put a man in hospital.
The former Liverpool manager Jurgen Klopp has agreed to a deal to become the new head coach of the German national team. Speaking to reporters, Klopp warned that he would not hesitate to walk away from the job if he faced immediate criticism. Raphael Honigstein is a German football journalist and author. He says it was a plea for national unity.
You know, he's a manager at Liverpool and Dortmund and Mainz before, who always understood the role of the crowd and, if you will, the wider area, the cities that he worked in when it comes to helping teams perform. Now it's a whole country that he needs to get behind the team. But because he has that ability to bring people together and motivate people, I think he's in a very good position to do just that.
Tonight's weather, rain for northern and western Scotland, Northern Ireland and the far north of England. It'll be dry and settled everywhere else across the UK. BBC News.
Now, BBC Radio 2.
One more time.
Sophie Ellis-Bextor's Kitchen Disco.
It's Friday night and I feel alright. The party's here on the west side, so I reach for my 40 and I turn it up. Designated driver, take the keys to my truck. Hit the shop cause I'm faded. Honey's in the streets, say money, oh we made it. It feels so good in my hood tonight. The summertime skirts and the guys ain't can I. All the gangbangers forgot about the drive-by. You gotta get your groove on before you go get paid. Your cup and throw your hands up and let me hit a party. Say, I'm kind of buzzed and it's all because
this is how we do it.
South Central does it like nobody does.
This is how we do it.
To all my neighbors, you got much flavor.
This is how we do it.
Let's flip the crack with the old school bag.
This is how we do it.
This is how we do it. All hands are in the air and wave on from here to there. If you're an OG Mac or a wannabe player, you see the hood's been good to me ever since I was a lowercase g. But now I'm a big G. The girls see I got the money, $100 bills, y'all. If you were from where I'm from, then you would know that I gotta get mine in a big black truck. You can get yours in a six ball. Whatever it is, the party's underway. So tip up your cup and throw your hands up. Central does it like nobody does.
This is how we do it.
To all my
Sisters, Kitchen Disco.
Back to life, back to reality, back to life, back to reality.
Disco every Friday night from 9 on Radio 2. And don't forget, you can catch up through the week and actually find loads of recent episodes there. All you got to do is search for me in BBC Sounds and there I'll be waving at you. Soul to Soul and Montel Jordan there. And Calvin Harris is up next and he teamed with Ellie Goulding. I mean, so many times over the years actually. And I think they've got a little formula because those 90s inspired dance anthems have proven very fruitful down the years. Let's have a little roll call. 2014's Outside, Miracle and Free more recently, and this one takes us right the way back to the first time they worked together in 2012. This is I Need Your Love. It still sounds massive.
I need your love, I need your time. When everything's wrong, you make it right. I feel so high, I come alive. I need to be free with you tonight. I need your love.
We'll be right back.
be free with you tonight. I need your love.
First time or the last time, Calvin Harris and Ellie Goulding in the Kitchen Disco. I think everyone will have a list of favourite Calvin Harris collaborations, even if you don't know it actually, they'll be in your subconscious somewhere. But I want to do a little roll call because it's a pretty impressive list. Dua Lipa, Rihanna, Sam Smith, Rag & Bone Man, or how about those Florence and the Machine remixes? All gold standard contenders for any Kitchen Disco playlist actually. Next up, some Ella Eyre with A-Lock.
I can get down, I can get lonely every time I think about the highs. Yeah, mess me around, and now you keep calling, wondering if you can make it right. I told you it's the end for you, and I swear this time we're through, but it's a lie when you call. Foolish.
I told you it's the end for you, and I swear this time we're through, but it's a lie when you call my name. Yeah, ooh, that sounds so right, so right, so right. Deep down wishing you were mine, deep down miss you all the time. Dream about what we could have been if we tried, but deep down wishing you were mine, were mine.
Kitchen.
Down a little bit of a rabbit hole, which I like to do sometimes, and you start googling information about that tune, you'll come to realize what a massive moment it was. Girls Aloud and Biology. More than one reviewer called it the pop song of a decade at the time. It was released in 2005, and it's got about three choruses in it, and I think it's glorious and such a good example of how Xenomania writes, doing as many hooks, as many little things that get into your ear as possible, and how successful it is. And here's a little time capsule back to that period, 20-odd years later. It was a bestseller on the still newish download chart, only downloaded more at that point by Madonna's Hung Up. That's another massive tune. I mean, it's funny because I have been, in my career, someone that's gone through each incarnation of how people access their songs. So when I started out, it was all about cassettes, CDs, then obviously downloading has absolutely taken over. And as a music fan, what I love about the streaming is that you can kind of access the record shop 24 hours and it's stocked with absolutely everything you could ever want to listen to. And that's definitely something I take full advantage of. For now in the Kitchen Disco, should we keep it pure pop? Here's S Club 7.
Get moving, can't be late. Gotta get grooving, just can't wait. Hey!
We have had loads of voices from across BBC Radio and TV over the last few weeks on the request line, all as part of our summer of sports. We've covered football, cricket, tennis, and you know what? It has been so fun hearing voices that you usually hear in a completely different context, all playing their favourite pop songs on the disco. I've really enjoyed it. But I think it's time we take it back to the Kitchen Disco family, because you've been emailing me, as always, with your top threes, and I love it. Let's find out who has got chosen this week.
Hi, Sophie. My name's Graham, and I'm from Stirling, and we're super excited about Radio 2 in the Park coming to Stirling in September. I'm a cricket and rugby groundsman, so I get plenty of time to listen to music while I'm working on the grass, and your show just epitomises everything that I love about music. At the end of the week, there's nothing that my wife and I love more than sitting down listening to your show with a nice bottle of wine and enjoying tune after tune. The three songs that I'd like to pick starts off with Friday I'm in Love by The Cure, as a tribute to your show and how it sets up the mood for the weekend perfectly. Next, I would pick Blink 182, because no kitchen disco is complete without a bit of teenage nostalgia. And finally, I would pick Waking Up Dreaming by Shania Twain, because you can't have a kitchen disco without one of the queens of country music.
Oh, Graham, thank you. And yes, an early stop off in Stirling for us. Can't wait to come and see you for Radio 2 up there. That's the 11th to 13th of September. Graham, I already know it's in your diary. And I really love the idea of you listening to disco while you're out in the sun, working on the grass, and then seeing your wife, having that nice bottle of wine, and listening to these tunes on a Friday night. And thank you. I think you might be the first request line listener that has dedicated a song to the show itself. So I really appreciate that and your tribute to what Friday nights are all about and the optimism that lies within it. And yes, you got in there the teenage nostalgia. You're right. I always love to weave that into the show. So it's great to hear Blink 182 and Shania Twain as well, who I had the absolute joy of supporting in a gig recently. She was so brilliant. So good to have her voice and Waking Up Dreaming, which is the lead single from her Queen of Me album in 2023. And actually got a Radio 2 premiere at that time. So it's going to sound great on the disco. As she would say, let's go, girls.
I don't Disco. BBC Radio 2.
Do you know I adore you? A million ways to show you. I do. I do. Every moment holding you is a moment stolen. It's true. It's true.
How brilliant is she? And Robert Smith and Blink 182. And actually, they've worked together before, you know. And unlikely pair, I know that. But Robert Smith is a big fan, so there must be some punk pop on his personal playlist. He has been on not one, but two Blink songs, actually. He sang on All of This in 2003. And then they teamed up again 20 years later. So thank you so much, Graham. Looking forward to seeing you soon for Radio 2 in Stirling. And keep your requests and emails coming into me, please. I need your three songs and the reasons why you love them. Sophie@bbc.co.uk.
Too hot, too deep. It's you, it's me. Too wide, too sleep. Oh, yeah. One thing, two need. Three words I speak. When you're with me.
DJ Tiesto providing the beats, and the one and only Rita Ora on the vocal. That is Ritual. Got some new Jessie Ware and Robin still to come before curtains down time. And the original version of this next one, Now That We Found Love, was by the OJs, but it spawned two very famous cover versions, and I'm not sure which one is most well known. Possibly Heavy D and the Boys, which had a massive hit with it. More housey version in 91. We've definitely played that in the Kitchen Disco a number of times, but this reggae version, thanks to Third World, is also pretty glorious. It came out in 1978, and whilst it didn't shift quite so many units at the time, it was still top 10 in the UK and still definitely worth a spin.
See through you.
Riding high in the charts back in 92 for the Stereo MCs. That was Connected. I can still remember it was used in a sort of fashion catwalk show at my school. And for me and one of my friends, that was the song we did the catwalk to. And I can never hear the song and not think of that moment and how nervous I was and the shoes I wore. And from over three decades ago to music from 2026, we are loving the new Jessie Ware stuff on the Kitchen Disco. What I love so much about Jessie, she's always had so much talent. But also, I love how she's built a career that is exactly tailored to the world she creates. I know exactly what mood I'm going to be in when I listen to her music and where she'll take me. And for me, that is the mark of a truly wonderful artist. She really knows herself and she's in absolutely magnificent form for her new record, Super Bloom. This is Ride.
Yeah. Sophie Ellis-Bextor's Kitchen Disco on BBC Radio 2.
Ah, now there's a feel-good way to leave you. From the slightly more bittersweet Robin to the ever fun and brilliant Nolan Sisters with I'm in the Mood for Dancing. That wraps up another Kitchen Disco. I hope you've enjoyed it. I hope it got you moving. It certainly did for me. And we'll do it all over again next week. And I'll leave you with the usual two reminders. You can come and find me through the week whenever you're in the mood. I'll be there on BBC Sounds, and I promise there'll be a long list of discos. And you will find something you haven't danced to yet. There you go. That's my guarantee. And of course, keep your emails coming in, please, for the request line, because I love reading through your top three dance hall fillers, and you shape the show and make it what it is. So get them to me by emailing sophie@bbc.co.uk. Until next time, keep dancing, and I'll see you soon.
This is Radio 2 on BBC Sounds
and on your smart speaker.
Play BBC Radio 2.